Well, this is a blessed morning, brothers and sisters. It's such a privilege to be part of a baptism. We had brothers and sisters baptized today. And they have committed their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ in the past at some point.
他们过去曾经将自己的生命交托给耶稣。
But today they made a public profession of their faith.
但今天他们在众人面前做见证。
This is a powerful thing.
这件事情其实很有意义的。
I'm sorry. My prayer is that this is a memorable day in their lives.
我祷告说，希望他们这一天成为他们一生中可纪念的一天。
I know it was for me.
我知道对我来说是这样。
It was the day where I said to the people that I knew and to the Lord Jesus Christ publicly that His cross is before me and the world is behind me.
那一天我在我认识的人面前，我在主的面前我说，十字架在前头，世界在后头。
Please remember our brothers and sisters in your prayer.
请在祷告中纪念我们的弟兄姐妹。
So that they will always keep the cross before them.
求神能够让他们把十字架放在他们的前面。
And they will wave goodbye to the world.
然后和世界告别。
Today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们是在庆祝主耶稣的复活。
It's a wonderful day.
今天真是奇妙。
Today we will look at a portion of scripture. And I will really focus in on verses 6 and 7 of the passage that we read today.
今天我们读了一段圣经，那我们来特别看一看第六节和第七节。
It's an interesting passage because the angels tell the women three things and remind them of three things that Jesus had said.
这一段很有意思，因为在这一段中间，天使提醒妇女，主耶稣曾经说过三件事。
But today, before we get there, I would just like to look at verses 4 and 5.
但在此之前呢，我们先来看看第四节和第五节。
Here we find the women who had come to the burial place of the Lord Jesus very perplexed.
在第四节中间我们就看到说那些来到耶稣坟墓面前的妇女们在猜疑之中。
They came to the tomb and they didn't know where the body of Jesus was.
他们来到坟墓里面却不知道耶稣的身体在哪里。
And in verses 5 and 6, two angels confront the women and they say, Why do you look for the living among the dead?
所以第五节和第六节就记载说，这两位天使直面这些妇女，问他们为什么在死人中找活人呢？
That's a very interesting and profound question.
这个问题很有意思，也很深刻。
And we will mention it again a little bit later.
我们过后要再仔细的讲一讲。
Do you remember what he told you when he was still with you in Galilee? The angel asked.
这个天使就说，当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们？
And it seems when the angels ask this question that they ever so gently rebuke the women.
在这里，这两位天使问这些问题，是好像是在温柔的责备这些妇女。
It kind of reminds me of a science lab where a teacher tells the students to mix two chemicals and tells them to expect the expected result.
我就想起来呢，这就好像学生做科学实验的时候，老师会跟他们讲说要把两种化学制品混合在一起，然后老师也告诉他们会有什么样的结果。
And those who aren't listening usually are confused by the results.
但是那些不认真听讲的学生就会经常就会觉得很奇怪，怎么会有这样的结果。
I had such an experience.
我也曾经是这样。
I was in high school and I was taking a chemistry class.
那时候我在上高中上化学课。
It was a very basic class, actually. I think I was in ninth grade.
就是很基础的化学课，大概那时候我九年级。
And the professor told us to mix a couple of chemicals together.
就老师就教我们要把几种化学品混合在一起。
It was sodium chloride.
那个是
sodium and chloride.
就是
Cl or NaCl.
好吧，是氯和钠。
Okay. I'm sorry. I just thought you might know. Because I know probably everybody here has had more chemistry than I ever did. But if you probably know that this makes up common table salt.
对，所以这个就是盐的成分。
And I guess I wasn't listening exactly that much, and neither was my partner.
我觉得我好像没有听清楚，然后我同伴也没听清楚。
And my partner and I, we mix the chemicals together, and the teacher says, well, I want you to just lightly heat it up over the Bunsen burner and let the liquid evaporate.
所以那个我们就老师就叫我们说你把这两个东西混合在一起，然后你们就在酒精灯上热一热，然后让那个液体蒸发。
And then he said, you will find clear crystals in your little petri dish.
所以他就会，然后老师说你就会在你那个上面就会看到那个白色的结晶。
And of course, mine weren't.
那当然我的那里没有。
Mine had a reddish tint to them.
我的那个颜色就很奇怪。
So the professor came over, and he said, you did something wrong.
所以老师就过来说你做错了。
And he was right. I'm sure I wasn't listening, and I mixed too much of one with the other, or something like that.
但是他说对我没有仔细听，所以我就做错了。
But not wanting to be wrong, I started to debate with him, and I actually convinced him, I think, that I did it right.
那我就跟他还嘴，然后最后他不得不相信说我做的是对的。
And so to prove me wrong.He took a piece and put it in his mouth.
所以为了证明我做错了，他就拿了一块，然后放到自己嘴里。
And then I saw him run to the faucet to rinse his tongue off.
然后我就看到他跑到水龙头边那边去冲自己的嘴。
I know I didn't listen, and the results were unexpected. They were confusing to me.
我知道，因为我没有听，所以最后结果就很奇怪，我就不明白。
And evidently.He forgot what he had told us the very first day of class, which was never put anything in your mouth.
当然我那个老师也忘记说他在第一堂课就告诉我们不要把东西放到嘴里。
So his results were a little confusing too, I suppose.
所以他的结果也不太好。
But this is what happened. Jesus told his disciples that he would end up dying.And that he would resurrect from the dead. But many of his disciples maybe weren't listening so much.
所以这个情况也是一样，就是耶稣曾经告诉他的门徒说，他要受死，也要从死里复活，但是好像他的门徒都没有怎么认真在听。
So the angels reply to the women, and they say this, Don't you remember what Jesus said?
所以这个天使就对妇女说，你们难道不记得耶稣说过的话吗？
Today, I would like for us to remember what Jesus said.
所以今天我想我们一起来纪念耶稣说过的话。
In verse 7, the angels quote three things which Jesus had said.
第七节中间天使引用了耶稣说过的三件事。
And the first thing is, the angels say that the Son of Man must be given over into the hands of sinful men.
天使说到的第一件事就是人子必须被交在罪人手里。
The sinful men here represented the Gentiles.
这里说的罪人代表的是外邦人。
And actually, when Jesus was spoke to his about his death to his disciples in Luke chapter 18, he actually says to them, he told them he would be handed to the Gentiles.
其实在路加福音18:32，耶稣向门徒说到他的死的时候，说的就是他要被交给外邦人。
Now one thing I'd like to mention here, one significant thing here is that because of Israel's disobedience, they were being ruled over by the Gentiles, namely the Romans.
在这里我想强调一点，就是说，因为以色列人的悖逆，所以他们不得不受外邦人，也就是罗马人的统治。
Therefore, they weren't allowed to even perform the executions on their own.
所以他们就不能够自己来行刑。
And this really becomes a physical picture of Israel's spiritual condition.
而这其实也就是以色列人他属灵状况的一个实际表现。
But we see this sort of thing in other parts of the Old Testament.
所以旧约中间有类似的事情。
Like for example, when Israel was wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
举个例子说，以色列人在旷野里面，然后游荡了40年。
They had disobeyed God. They didn't have trust in God, so God allowed them to wander for 40 years.
他们背逆神，不信靠神，所以神就让他们在旷野漂流了40年。
Until a new generation would raise up and they would follow God.
直到新的世代起来，他们可以才能跟随神。
Again, in the Old Testament, we know that the nation of Israel was split into two, a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
在旧约中间我们也知道就是以色列国被分成南北两国。
The northern kingdom was taken over by the Assyrians in 722 BC.
就是北国被亚述掳去是在公元前722年。
It was because of their disobedience.
那是因为他们悖逆。
The southern kingdom was taken over by Babylon in 586 BC.
所以在公元前586年，南国就被巴比伦掳去了。
It was because of their disobedience.
这也是因为他们悖逆。
All of these examples point to the fact that they are out of fellowship with God.
这一切都说明他们跟神的关系隔绝了。
God had a specific place for the nation of Israel, and it was His promised land.
在神心目中在给以色列一个特别的地方就是他的应许之地。
And when God put them out of that promised land, he was punishing them.
当神不让他们进入这个应许之地的时候神是在惩罚他们。
And that punishment meant that they no longer had the freedoms that they once had.
这个惩罚让他们就是不能再像以前一样自由了。
They didn't have the freedoms to worship God as it was intended.
他没法就是像应当做的那样去自由的敬拜神。
They were overloaded with taxes.
他们不得不交很重的税。
They were servants to the people that were over them.
他们必须服侍别人。
They were treated poorly.
别人对他们也很不好。
They were ruled over by foreign countries.
然后外邦就来辖制他们。
So this statement is significant because it reminds us that when we do not live in obedience to God or in fellowship with Him, we are outside of His will.
所以这句话之所以重要，是因为它提醒我们说，假如我们不顺从神，然后不跟神相交的话，我们就是在他的意思，就是在他的旨意之外。
And we allow someone other or something other than God to rule over our lives.
如果我们让别的东西，让神之外的任何东西来管制我们的生活。
That was the position of Israel at the time of Jesus' crucifixion.
那我们其实跟耶稣被钉十字架时那些以色列人也差不多。
Now this kind of raises a question for us.
所以这就给我们一个问题。
And that is,Who's ruling over our lives today?
也就是说，谁是我们生命的主？
Who's controlling us?
谁掌管我们的生命？今天？
Do you know in this world there are many, many trappings, many exciting things that could lead us away from God?
这世界中间有很多网络，有很多很激动人心的事情，会让我们远离神。
And often we fall into those traps.
那我们常常会陷入这些网络。
And before we know it, we are living apart from God. God has no part in our lives.
当我们反应过来的时候，我们已经远离了神，神已经不再是我们生命中的一部分了。
We leave Him no control over our wills.
我们不让神来掌管我们的意思。
We don't allow Him to inspire our hearts.
我们不让神来在我们的心目中间启示给我们。
To be in fellowship with Him.
我们不愿意跟神相交。
Now the second thing
第二件事
that the angels remind the women of is that Jesus said that he would be crucified.
天使提醒这些妇女们说耶稣说过他要被钉在十字架上。
Now this is significant for at least two reasons.
这件事非常重要至少有两个原因。
First, this is a prophecy that is fulfilled The prophecy that is fulfilled is in Psalm chapter 22.
首先呢，这应验了诗篇二十二篇中的预言。
And in that messianic psalm, it depicts the Messiah dying by crucifixion.
这篇诗篇是一个弥赛亚的诗篇，它所描述的就是这弥赛亚被钉在十字架上。
But at the time of that writing, the punishment by crucifixion or death by crucifixion was not used.
不过在当时，十字架这个死刑还没有发明出来。
So this is a prophecy fulfilled.
所以在这里就是应验了这其中的预言。
Second and most importantly, Jesus came to earth for one reason in particular.
第二个原因很重要，就是耶稣来到世上是为着一个特别的目的。
And that was to die.
那就是他要来受死。
To die for our sins.
来为我们的罪而死。
In Hebrew, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 22, we read this.
希伯来书九章二十二节是这么说的。
Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
希伯来书九章二十二节说，按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
Jesus said that he would die by crucifixion. He had to die in order for our sins to be forgiven.
耶稣说他要钉在十字架上，他必须要受死，因为他要为我们的罪而受死。
When I have a baptismal class, and especially with some of the younger candidates, it sometimes gets to be very difficult to explain this.
我在上受洗班，特别是在跟一些年轻弟兄姐妹上受洗班的时候，要解释这件事情其实有点难。
It's hard for me to have to explain to a child that someone or something had to die because of our sin.
我觉得很难跟小朋友解释说，有什么东西，或者说有什么人要为着我们的罪而死。
And in the Old Testament, I explained to them, in the Old Testament, it had to be an animal.
我跟他们讲说，在旧约中间必须有一个动物来为人的罪而死。
And I explained to them how the priest would have the head of the family put his hand on that animal as he slit the throat.
我就跟他们讲说，祭司在杀这个动物的时候，在割那动物喉咙的时候，就要把手放在他头上。
And that head of the family would feel the life go out of that animal.
所以这个血流出来，然后生命就从这动物的身体中间出去了。
And I see the horror on the children's faces.
我看到小朋友们就很害怕。
But there's a reason for that.
但这样做是有原因的。
God demanded that for a very good reason.
神之所以这样要求，是因为一个很重要的原因。
Because sin and disobedience is so appalling to him.
因为他极其的厌恶罪，极其厌恶悖逆。
He cannot have disobedience or sin in his sight.
他不能够容忍悖逆和罪。
It cannot be in his presence.
在他同在中间不可能有这件事情。
You know, sometimes I think that we just take too light of an attitude towards sin itself.
有时候我们想，我们太轻忽罪孽这件事情了。
For God, He cannot accept us unless that sin is paid for.
但是在神看来，除非这个罪已经付上了代价，否则他没有办法接受这件事。
In the Old Testament, He demanded the life of an animal.
在旧约中间，他要求有动物要为此而死。
And then one day He said, "There won't be any more animals slaughtered on the altar." I will send my son as the final sacrifice.
有一天神就说，我不要再有我不要人再在祭坛上杀这些动物了，我要将我的独生子然后献在祭坛上。
You see, the penalty of sin is death.
我们看到罪的刑罚就是死。
But the good news is this, that Jesus was provided and he died for our sins.
但是好消息就是说，耶稣被献上，他为我们的罪而死了。
So for those of us that accept His sacrifice, we do not have to pay with our own lives for the sins that we have committed.
所以我们只要接受了耶稣为我们所献的祭，我们就不用为我们所犯过的罪而付上公价了。
He has taken that penalty for us.
他为我们担当了这样的罪孽刑罚。
And so we now can live.
因为他这么做了，我们现在才能活着。
It's a hard thing to explain to young children.
这件事很难对小朋友解释。
But it all goes to the holiness of God.
但这个一切都关乎神的圣洁。
And we need to respect His holiness and understand it.
我们必须重视也明白神的圣洁。
And we need to understand and accept the fact that we are unholy and unacceptable to God apart from the sacrifice of Christ.
我们必须明白说，假如没有耶稣的代赎，我们在神面前是不洁的，是不蒙悦纳的。
The third thing that the angels say to the women is this. They say and remind the women that Jesus said that he would rise again on the third day.
天使提醒这些妇女的第三件事就是耶稣要在第三日复活。
So he would be handed over to the Gentiles, he would be crucified, and he wouldrise again on the third day.
所以说就是耶稣要被交给外邦人，要被钉十字架，并且第三日复活。
Jesus made a habit of telling his disciples that he would rise again on the third day. Whenever he spoke about his crucifixion, he would include that.
所以每当耶稣提起钉十字架这件事的时候，都会跟门徒说他要复活。
And there are many things that are significant about the resurrection.
复活之所以重要，有很多原因。
That make this day such a glorious day.
这一天之所以荣耀，有很多原因。
I would just like to tell you a little bit about what it was like to grow up in an Eastern European home on the day of Easter morning.
我想跟大家分享一下，我是在一个东欧家庭长大的，然后那样的复活节是什么样的呢？
My background is Russian and Ukrainian and German.
我是俄罗斯，然后乌克兰还有德国这样的一个背景。
And Easter morning is very special to the Eastern Europeans.
所以复活节早晨对东欧人来讲是很重要的。
And when I was a boy and when I was going to college, we would spend Easter, the Easter holidays with my aunt and uncle in New Jersey.
我还小就快要上大学的时候，我们复活节都会跟我们在新泽西的叔叔婶婶一起过。
And this is what it was like.
所以情况这样子。
Early in the morning, probably around 7 o'clock, anywhere between 6 and 7, I could smell something cooking in the kitchen.
所以一大早六七点的时候，我就可以闻到厨房有煮东西的香味。
And I couldn't wait to get up.
然后我就要赶快起床。
It always smelled good.
所以真的很香。
And I would walk into the kitchen, and if I happened to see my uncle, the first thing he would say to me,Is Christ has risen, and my response would be, He has risen indeed.
然后我就会跑到厨房去，然后如果我看到我叔叔，他跟我说第一句话就是耶稣复活了，然后我就说，耶稣确实复活了。
And then he would hug me and kiss me all over my face.
然后他就会抱着我亲。
It was a celebration.
所以这是我们的庆祝。
And then I would walk into the kitchen, and the table would be loaded with food.
然后我就走进厨房，就看到满桌子都是食物。
We had all sorts of sweet breads that we would call babka or paska.
我们有很多的甜面包，我们叫它 babka 或者 paska.
Yeah, thank you. And then there would be colored eggs all over.
然后到时候有彩蛋。
We would have sausages, smoked sausages, and freshly made sausages being cooked on the stove.
我们有很多熏肉香肠，然后就是炉子上就会有很新鲜的香肠。
We had smoked fish, salmon, and other kinds.
我们有熏鱼，有熏三文鱼，还有好多其他的鱼。
We would have caviar, red and sometimes black.
我们有鱼子酱，有时候红的，然后有时候也是黑的。
And when you would walk in there, you would say, "What did we win?"
我们总是说啊，我们赢了什么？
If we were, like, say, a soccer team and we won the World Cup, that's what it would look like the next morning, a celebration.
就好像我们球队赢了世界杯一样。
Everybody was happy.
每个人都很高兴。
And the reason why they were happy.
他们之所以高兴。
was because our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
是因为我们的主耶稣基督复活了。
Here it is. It's important, and I just mentioned three things why it's important. And first, it attests to the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以复活很重要，那有三件事。首先，基督复活证明他是神。
Jesus was God in human flesh.
耶稣是神在肉身的显现。
Secondly, and it proves that he was because he was raised from the dead.
他证明他是神，因为他从死里复活了。
Second, as Paul writes in Romans 4:25, he was delivered up for our transgressions, and he was raised because of our justification.
其次就是正如保罗在罗马书4:25所说的，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
In other words, we could be confident that Jesus' sacrifice for us was acceptable for our sins because he was raised from the dead.
所以我们可以确信说，耶稣他为赎我们罪所献的祭已经蒙神悦纳了，因为他已经从死里复活了。
God's wrath towards sin was soothed.
神的愤怒，神因着罪的愤怒已经平息了。
And because it was soothed,When he looks at us, he says, we are no longer guilty.
因为神的愤怒已经平息了，所以当神看到我们的时候说，时候就会说这些不再是罪人了。
But only if we accept and believe in his sacrifice, our Lord Jesus Christ.
但前提条件是我们必须相信并且接受我们主耶稣基督为我们所献的祭。
The idea of justification is a legal kind of term.
所以称义这个词好像是一个法律词汇。
And it means that we are not guilty.
意思是说我们无罪。
The judge says you are not guilty.
就是法官说你无罪。
You are free to go.
你可以走了。
Jesus did that for us.
耶稣为我们做的就是这件事。
Third, he says, the third reason why the resurrection is such a glorious event.Is because Jesus was raised, now we have the power over spiritual death and the temptations of Satan that cause us to sin.
复活之所以荣耀，那第三个原因就是说，因为耶稣的复活，我们就有权柄能够胜过灵里的死，然后胜过撒旦的诱惑，不再犯罪。
You see, all of us were born into sin.
我们每个人都是生在罪中的。
And it was passed down from Adam and Eve to us.
然后这个罪是从亚当夏娃一代代这样传下来的。
And what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that we have this propensity or this draw to disobey God and just obey or to please ourselves.
所以这什么意思呢？其中意思就是说，我们天然就有这种倾向，我们要悖逆神，我们要讨自己的喜悦。
And when we follow our inclination.To please ourselves, we disobey God.
当我们顺从自己的本性来就是讨自己喜悦的时候，我们就是在悖逆神。
But when Jesus was raised from the dead,
但当耶稣从死里复活的时候，
Satan's pull on us through our fallen nature was defeated.
所以撒旦就借着我们天然本性这样对我们的辖制，已经因着耶稣的复活而失去了。
And what we actually have is the right to tell Satan and the temptations, I will not do what you want me to do.
所以现在我们就可以对撒旦还有对那些诱惑说，我不会听你的了。
So often we can get caught up into something and the draw is just too much.
我们常常就会被一件东西辖制，然后就随流失去。
I grew up in New England.
我是在新英格兰地区长大的。
That's north of New York City.
就在纽约市的北边。
And New Englanders eat a lot of seafood.
新英格兰有很多的海鲜。
And as a young boy, my mother would occasionally buy lobster for us.
我小时候，我妈妈经常买龙虾给我们吃。
And I liked lobster.
我很喜欢吃龙虾。
I gained a taste for it.
我非常喜欢。
And I really like lobster Cantonese.
我也喜欢广式的做法。
When I was in college, I would get paid once every 2 weeks. I would cash my check, and the first place I would go was the Chinese restaurant to order lobster Cantonese.
所以我上大学的时候，我就一两周都会拿到工资。那拿到工资以后，我第一件事就是去中餐馆来吃这个广式做法的龙虾。
And back then it was between $5 and $6 for the meal.
那个时候只要五六块钱就够了。
You know I'm pretty old now.
你知道我现在有点老了。
Well, one day I was pastoring, as I was pastoring a New England church, one of our members had a place in Maine.
就是我在就我路过那个新英格兰那边教会，然后我们有个会员在缅因有一个地方。
And they lived close to the ocean.
他住的离海很近。
And they invited us up there one summer for a few days.
有一年夏天要请我们去他那边。
So I took Ingrid and we had Paige at the time and our dog and we went up to Maine.
所以我就带上妻子孩子还有我们的狗，然后我们就一起去了缅因。
And I know that Ingrid didn't eat a lot of lobster then, or neither did Paige.
我晓得我妻子和孩子都不像我那么爱吃龙虾。
But when we sat down to eat, out came a platter of, I think they had a total of 15 lobsters. Huge thing.
所以我们坐下来就看到一大盘龙虾，大概有15只。
Their neighbor was a lobster fisherman.
他们邻居是抓龙虾的。
And they asked him to drop by a few lobsters, and that's what we got.
所以他就请邻居给点龙虾。
And I thought to myself, I know I'm going to eat well today, but I'm not so sure about Ingrid and Paige.
然后我就说，那我今天应该能吃得很好，但我的妻子还是怎么样，我就不知道了。
And so I showed them how to eat it, and you know, we would just simply dip it in butter, and lo and behold, Ingrid and Paige both acquired a taste for lobster.
所以我就告诉他们要怎么吃，然后把它蘸在黄油里面吃，然后我就发现，原来他们就变得开始喜欢爱上龙虾。
And whenever we go to a restaurant or we're on vacation and we're by the sea, I have this desire, this great desire to have a lobster.
所以如果我们去海边度假，我们一去餐馆，然后就会很想要买点龙虾。
But now it's a little bit too expensive to buy three.
但现在有点贵了，就买三只的话。
So we buy, you know, maybe one for Paige.
所以我们就给孩子买一个。
And Ingrid will split some of that with her.
然后我的妻子就分一点点。
And I get the center part.
然后我就只吃中间一点点。
But boy, it's hard to say no when you see lobster. And you can acquire a taste for it. Every time I go to the restaurant and I see it, oh, how I want it.
但是龙虾就是很难以抗拒，所以我每次去餐馆看到龙虾就会很想吃。
That's sometimes the battle that we have with sin.
所以我们有时候跟罪的征战也是一样。
You see, we have this natural tendency to please ourselves, and we will just naturally go there. It's like the default key.
所以我们天生就有这个倾向，我们要讨自己的喜悦，然后我们自然而然就这样做，好像默认设置一样。
But Jesus gave us the power to say no.
但是耶稣给我们这个权柄，让我们可以说不。
To change the course.
耶稣让我们可以走另一条路。
And this is victory, brothers and sisters.
而这就是得胜。
Now the question for us is this.
我们的问题就在于说。
Are we taking advantage of the victory?
我们有没有好好的用这个得胜呢？
Are we fighting the good fight?
我们有没有打过美好的仗呢？
Jesus died and was resurrected so that we could have victory over sin. But how are we fighting?
耶稣死了，他又复活了，所以我们就可以胜过罪恶了。但是我们是怎么样打这场仗的呢？
Is our walk, does it resemble a walk of victory over sin?
当我们在世上行走的时候，是不是好像我们已经胜过了罪恶了呢？
Or are our lives being ruled by the pleasures of this world?
还是说我们的生活就被世界上这些诱惑所辖制呢？
You know, the angel in the beginning asked the women,Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead?
在这段一开始的时候，天使问妇女说，你们为什么要在死人当中找活人呢？
And sometimes I think we can ask ourselves that same question. Why are we looking for life amongst the things that are dead, temporal?
所以有时候我们也要问自己说，我们为什么要在这些必死的，在这些暂时的东西中间找生命呢？
So many of us find our pleasure and our satisfaction in the things and the trappings of this world that one day will be gone. They will be burnt up. They are temporal.
我们很多人都要在世界上这些网罗，然后这些世界上的事情中间找快乐，但是有一天他们都会过去，他们要被烈火消化，他们都是暂时的。
And Jesus tells us to lay up our treasure in heaven where we can, we'll have it and it will be there for eternity.
但耶稣告诉我们，我们要积财宝在天上，然后那个财宝是存到永远的。
And the other draws us more than what God would want us to do.
但是我们就会就神要我们做这些事，但我们好像更想做另一些事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a glorious day.
弟兄姐妹们，今天是荣耀的一天。
What a victorious and triumphant day it is for us.
对我们来说是何等得胜的日子。
Jesus conquered the victory over death.
耶稣胜过了死权。
And I hope all of us are able to say that Jesus' sacrifice for sin has been applied to our account.
所以希望我们大家都能说耶稣的赎罪祭已经作用在我们身上了。
And I hope that we can all say that we now look forward to living in eternity with God.
我盼望我们都能够宣告说我们实在是盼望跟神永远同在。
Brothers and sisters, friends, if you aren't able to say this,
弟兄姐妹朋友们，假如我们中间还有人今天觉得不能做这样的宣告，
I would recommend that you pray with somebody today.
所以我建议你们今天就跟一些就找人来为你祷告。
Because if we or if anyone here is looking for satisfaction and pleasure in this world, we will never completely find it.
如果我们要在这个世界上找满足、找快乐的话，我们永远没有办法得到真正的满足和快乐。
We will be frustrated here on earth.
我们在世界上，我们只会失望。
And then after our time here on earth is done, we will have to face the wrath of God.
当我们在世上路程行进的时候，我们却要面对神的愤怒。
So brothers and sisters, there are people here that would love to pray with you to help you start your relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们中间有很多弟兄姐妹都愿意来跟你一起祷告，来愿意帮你开始跟神的关系。
We have elders here in our church.
我们教会有长老。
Our brother Daniel Wu.
我们的吴长老。
Our brother George Chang.
我们张长老。
Our brother Stanley Chan.
陈长老。
And our brother Casey Leung.
还有梁长老。
Please, don't leave here without making a commitment. Starting anew your life, a life that will bring you into God's presence.
所以请在你们离开教会之前就把你的生命交给耶稣，然后交给神。
And a life that will find a life in which you will find fulfillment.
你就会得到新生命，在其中得到真正的满足。
Amen.